think we're ready to go.
The Budget and Finance Committee will please come to order now that the technology is up and running. Mr. Sampson, would you like to summarize the county's current financial situation?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You should have got the members in attendance should have got a packet, and then everyone should have got an email today on the treasurer's report. We'll start with the first page, as always, summary statements for 4-4 through October 31st. County General Fund 1,000, $3,628,933.79. County Road Fund 2,000, $4,394,341.51. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $1,450,574.11. Animal Welfare Control Fund 3404, $1,709,365.35. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $1,166,000. You know, I don't think they'll be close. Our 2020 blue line is just barely above our 2019, which puts us in a good position, not only to make projected revenue for this year, but we're getting closer and closer and less worse. So, the sales tax for October was $897,063.50. That's 8.13% better than this time last year, and we are 7.98% better as a running total year to year. You can see for the year we've got $8,516,863.65 and 87% of projected. We talked about county for sales tax come in close to the $10 million mark. And then it's finally on the last page. The sales tax revenue chart, you can see that those numbers, 3-month moving average, not climbing at the rate of climb last month, but still yet is climbing and is pulling that 1-year moving average up with it. Sales tax numbers look extremely good. Overall revenue, it looks as expected, but you know, we were really nervous that it would not come in like as expected. So as far as revenue goes right now, everything looks good. Is there any questions about any of that?
Hey, Scott, I do have a question. Maybe it's not Evan Smith, but how much do we currently have in County General not appropriated?
Zach, I can get those numbers this time. I'll have to get to you. You're talking about monies currently not appropriated. I would have to go, it's the same as it was last month, and I'll have to go back. No new money's been appropriated in the county general the last 2-3 months.
Okay, all right. Then don't worry about it, Scott.
I say it's in $100,000. I was kind of, I've been a little bit off the gear. I'm quarantined. That's it. I need to get with Margaret those numbers. I will get those numbers, get them verified with Margaret, and get those back to you for full court.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Scott.
Uh-huh. Are there any more questions regarding the statements? Can you give us a little bit about that and where we are on the 2021 budget, Mr. Chair?
Repeat the statement, Scott. You were breaking up.
Mr. Chair, can I get just a little bit of update where we are on the 2021 budget process?
Yes, please.
Okay. We've got all the revenue for 2021 projected. I've got to verify with the department heads. Right now, we're working on carryover numbers, which essentially the toughest part of that is knowing what people are going to spend. I've given department heads to the 20th to let me know what they're going to spend, or I'll use their total appropriation as far as expenses. So as soon as I get that back from department heads, or actually as soon as that elapses, I should have carryover numbers very shortly after that. I've got pretty much what revenue we're going to get for the rest of the year, but that's the only thing we're lacking. And I should have carryover numbers and projected revenue shortly after the 20th. I would say the 22nd, or depending on what day that 20th falls on. I don't have a calendar here in front of me, of course, but we're ready to go as far as the revenue section goes.
Good. Good.
Justice Pickett, I don't mean to interrupt, but I've got a text that there are people that cannot see this video live.
The internet is down, so the live feed is not going to be active until our internet connection.
Okay.
So we're using a hotspot right now. So we'll have to, hopefully it's still recording, and then they can post the recording later.
Thank you.
Is there anything further from Mr. Sampson? Okay, we have two. We have two ordinances before us that have been previously circulated, and one ordinance that was distributed by the sheriff's office. So I'd like to go through proposed ordinance 20-25 first, and I need a motion to put it on the table for consideration.
Motion made.
Second.
Good. Okay, this Ms. Darter circulated this. Are there any questions about or comments about Section 1? Section 2? Section
2? Ms. Darter, can you just give us like a brief like explanation of this? I'm trying to make sure I get my head right.
Yes, I'm just moving the monies around to wipe out this account to where I actually spent the money from. So I'm just shifting to pay where to the line items that I actually spent the money from. And when I get done of paying taxes, it'll almost zero this account out.
Okay, thank you.
Anything further on Section 2? Questions on Section 3? Section 4?
I have a question. Does anybody have clarity on what that's for?
Yes, this $3,867.29 is when the insurance went up, the county insurance went up, and we come and ask for appropriations to go to all accounts. We forgot about the grants matching with the prosecutor's office, and so they're coming up short because we didn't ask for that additional funding to go into there to cover their costs for the grant employees.
So this would be coming out of County General?
This will come out of County General, and it will be a new appropriation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Anything further on Section 4? Comments or questions on Section 5?
Is this the same situation?
No. Actually, the prosecutor, well, they come up short because of that, but also they overspend in their other professional services, which kind of wiped out their other line items. I authorized their payments of these items to go ahead and be paid because other departments have bills tied with them that would have caused us all to be late on, so we just went ahead and let them go in the negative and went through her budget and found where she could shift the money around to make them, the line items, not be in the negative anymore.
Okay. But it does come out of, it is new money.
No, this is a transfer, so it's not new money.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The only new money will be four.
Okay, thank you.
Section 6.
I would just like to know on section six. I understand that is within the county. It's already appropriated, but what is that? What is that lease for?
What is it? The lease? Well, basically, they had put money into their lease purchase 5005, and that's not the appropriate place to put it. So we were shifting that money to 3073, which is lease machinery and equipment, which is a copier, and that's where it should be. And then they were just shifting money out of their meals and lodging and over to general supplies so they'd have enough money to pay their bills the rest of the year. Okay. And they're not going to be spending the money in meals and lodging this year. And I'm sorry, that should have been shifted over so it lined up a little better.
Section 7, comments or questions? Section 8. Section 9.
Yeah, could I get an explanation for this $2?
Well,
it's a joke. I'm just kidding.
Well, it is frustrating, but that's an accounting issue in a payroll where it pulls out an account you don't want it to. So just trying to put it back where it needs to be.
I thought that was a fun joke, Rosie.
Thank you.
It was really less than a dollar, but I couldn't do it, so I went in and went with a dollar.
Section 10.
Now, this is an appropriation in the collector's costs. She is getting a cell phone that's not her personal cell phone, so she needed that appropriation to cover the cost of her cell phone monthly bill. And she had an emergency, a death out of a good friend that's husband that she had to go out of town for.
Section 11. Section 12. Section 13.
If I could, what was that overtime for? Was that for the election?
Yes.
On Section 13? Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Section 14. If there are no further questions or comments about Ordinance 20-25, I need a motion to advance this to the full court for its consideration.
Motion made.
Second.
All
motion
in favor?
Made.
All in favor of advancing the ordinance to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
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 All
aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Good. Ordinance 20-25 is advanced to the full court. The next ordinance is 20-26. And I need someone to move the ordinance for our consideration.
Motion made.
Motion made.
Do
thanks,
I hear?
Ms. Margaret,
can
I made that motion.
Okay, can I use you as a second? I already had a motion.
Oh, you already gave it to Jim?
He beat you.
That's coming. All right, I guess I'll take a second, Jim. That's the last one I'm conceding this year.
That's fine.
Okay, is any comments or questions about Section 1?
Okay, could we back up a minute, Justice Pickett, and discuss this whole issue? These are Christmas bonuses, correct?
Yes.
That's what all this is from? Okay. So I just think in all fairness we need discussion upon the total cost of this, which in the email said it was like $127,000. That would be $300 for full time, $150 for part time, and you did send out, and thank you for sending out a list of how many, you know, that was with the employees' names, which we didn't necessarily need. But my question is, with having the names though, I did notice that there are some employees that are on the list to get a bonus that no longer work here. Now, I know there's some recent that have terminated employment here. So do we have a correct number on this?
You got to keep in mind, though, that person left, someone will be fulfilling their position. And I can't, I I'm not really doing it by name. I'm doing it by the position. So when I run that report, it just attaches by that name. But I'm running it, I'm seeing that as a slot of a position. And that position could be filled and could get it. And if it's not filled, then there won't be any money go out to anyone.
So is this list, just for my future reference, is this list pretty much cover every position we have available in the county?
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. So
I may have... I can't think of anybody that wouldn't be on that position, on that spreadsheet, but keep in mind I did all this in a hurry and trying to get this together. So, but I did transport it from payroll, so it should be fairly consistent.
Okay, so on part-time positions, you've got that listed at 150, and if I'm not mistaken, we did this amount last year, correct?
Correct.
It was 350. And that was the first year we had gone up. Previous to that, it was 200 and 100.
Correct.
Okay, so just a question about the part-time employees. How is that categorized per employee? If an employee just works out for a week, I mean, does this include... I did this fast. Before I came here, and I had like 53 part-time employees. So is that 53 that have worked throughout the year? They may or may not be working anymore. Are we giving them a bonus if they're not working anymore?
I get a list from the sheriff's office of who they want to pay. I haven't reached out to John yet, but I will reach out to John. But I think John's part-time employees are pretty consistent, are they not? Do you have any that are not?
Yes, at the moment, no.
So you only have three right now.
No,
so
I'm down about three right
now. Oh, you're down three. But what I'm saying is the sheriff's office gives me a list of who they consider a part-time employee that's entitled to get the pay.
Okay.
So everybody else I've just estimated, but they can I can send out a request to them and they can tell me, because I don't know how much someone else works. I know what mine, so I'm just going by what the payroll system says. And then I do reach out to the sheriff's office because they have so many that may not work in a year's time. And so Angie gives me a list and says out of each one of her departments, like yes, 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 and no.
Okay.
So that one's pretty accurate. John I hadn't reached out to, and I'm not aware of anyone else that has a big part-time, that have very many part-time employees.
So in this proposed ordinance 2026, we've got lots of sections of pulling money from this fund to pay salaries, to go into salary. Many of them are listed under unemployment. One's under utilities. A couple of them are under work comp that we're transferring money. Other professional services. My issue, I've got the same issue I had last year. I don't have an issue with giving bonuses. My issue is we need a line item for this. We don't need to be pulling from here, 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 and there. We need to be transparent to the public, and we need a line item in the future for...
But the auditors see this as a pay, and so it has to come out of your pay. It doesn't, another line item, it's still just pay.
Well, I mean...
And so they're budgeted for this amount of money.
Yeah.
And this right here is just saying, okay, y'all are allowing them to make $200 or $300 and $150 more than they're... Actually, the part-time don't even need it, but the full-time, they can't be paid out of what their position is slotted for. So this is just to make sure their slots don't go out of what their position calls for.
Well, I just feel like in the fairness of transparency and proper bookkeeping... that the salaries, I'm giving an example here. The circuit clerk has, they're pulling theirs out of other professional services. that probably, in my opinion, and it's my opinion only, is an appropriate line item to put it in, because that's kind of what that is.
It's not going into that. It's coming out of that because she doesn't have it anywhere.
Yes, but we appropriated that last year. So if we know, I'm trying to say for this next year, maybe we need one line item that we choose, such as other professional services, that you guys, right now, when we appropriated your unemployment, that was built into that.
Well, I mean, and we can still do that, but we're still going to have to transfer the money over to 1001 for salaries.
It's just more transparent. That's correct. I mean, I understand that, but it needs to be in one location, not in multiple locations. That's my opinion. That's my opinion only. But back to the number game here. So we've got a rough total of $127,000 that this is going to cost the county to give bonuses. And like I said, I'm not against bonuses at all. I think everybody deserves a bonus. I'd like a bonus. Y'all want to give us a bonus? Anyway, that's a joke too. But anyway, out of this, about $19,000, is that still the current number? About $19,000 we're being asked to pull from County General to supplement. No, we're not.
You're just transferring within each person's department's money.
So it's already budgeted.
It's already budgeted.
We're not asking for any new money.
No new money.
County General.
No new money.
No new money at all.
No new money at all.
Well, good. That's good. Okay.
And, you know, on workers' comp and unemployment, there's no way to budget them to the penny for anybody. And $100,000 is not a huge fluff. It's not even a fluff when you consider we have a 4 million plus payroll over a year's period.
Well, I mean, just from being an employer, I know unemployment is based upon the experience rate given to us by our unemployment workforce.
Right. But sometimes those rates aren't here in time, and plus you had to factor in a 3% or 5% increase.
Right.
That's what AAC recommends. So there's your 5% is generally where this comes from, is the 5% we build into that budget. So we make sure we are covered for anybody that gets a raise or anything that changes or the overtime throughout the year. So it's, you know, the $129,000, that's not a big fluff in these two line items is all I was pointing out. You have to have enough in there to make sure your payroll is covered, so you don't want to be short.
That. Yeah, I get that. So just out of curiosity, and you may not know this off the top of your head, do you know what our experience rate is for the
I do not know. I do know what the workers' comp experience rate, and it went up to like 1.28. So it's gone up, but the workers' comp amount, like per person or per department and stuff, has kind of gone down like a minimum amount. So like my, you know, like being a clerical, it's like 0.0012.
Yeah.
And it was 0.0018. So
you know, the unemployment?
The unemployment, last I checked, they have not given us our numbers yet. So
is it, if I'm not mistaken, 3.9 is the highest? Are we somewhere in there?
We were at 0.5 last year, and so we paid taxes on the first 7,000. So last year that rate dropped to 7,000, which was a big saving. So I don't know if that'll stay at 7,000 or go up to 8 or 9 or 10,000. You know, one time it was 12. So this, you pay taxes on the first 7,000 of an employee, and then we were at, I bought down to half a cent.
Yeah.
Or 0.5, is that right? Half cent.
And so when you do your well, that's a question for
budget
season.
Yeah, I checked before election started, but I haven't checked, like, I didn't check today. But I will check in the next week to see, because we'll need those numbers to start budgeting with.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Are there any questions on any sections in proposed ordinance 20-26? Rosie, are you square?
I am square, Justice Pickett. My only concerns, you know, is the amount. I mean, I was tickled that we could do that much last year. And, you know, my only concern is the $300 amount. But, you know, we still have COVID in front of us, and they're predicting the next 4 months to be the worst. And so, you know, my concern is tightening so that we can make it through that if things get difficult. So, in all fairness, that's where my concern lies. So,
I'm just asking for the employee, so.
I understand. I think it's something that, I mean, I don't mind forwarding this on to full court for us to discuss, and we could all discuss and see how everybody feels about the amounts there. That doesn't mean that I agree with this amount if I forward it on. Good. I vote aye. So
you make that motion?
I will make that motion.
Second.
All in favor of advancing proposed ordinance 20-26 to the full court for its consideration, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Then proposed ordinance 20-26 is advanced to the full court. Now, we have another ordinance that was proposed ordinance 20-27 that materialized earlier today, and it is from the sheriff's office, and it has to do with eliminating negative balances, similar to what was discussed in ordinance 20-25. So you do not have it. Angie, did you send this to the other?
I didn't, sir. I thought it was 2 minutes before I walked in.
Okay. The ordinance has two sections. Section one moves $23,000 from one below the line account in the sheriff's office to another account. Section two moves $6,000 from a criminal justice fund, and so on. So, if there are any questions, Angie is here to provide further explanation. But the explanation is that she's got two negative balances and she has to eliminate them. Angie, is that correct?
Yes, sir. And I'd like to pre-estimate what our use would be for the rest of the year.
First, I need a motion for the committee to consider proposed ordinance 20-27.
Motion made.
Second.
Now, if there are no further questions, we'll just advance this to the full court for its consideration.
I would like to know what we're discussing here. I obviously don't have the ordinance. I think I heard that it was typed up 10 minutes ago. So, Angie, could you come close to the laptop and just tell us what's going on today?
Yes. I have been working all week on our reimbursement request for the CARES Act, and so about 30 minutes before I came to the meeting, I ran our FI statement of summary reports and noticed that our overtime in both of our sheriff's office side payrolls, which is the sheriff's department under county general, which is fund 1,000 or 0400, can't call sheriff's department, and the overtime is in the negative right now. After we ran this week's payroll, it's in the negative $1,723.78. So it wasn't in the negative until we ran this week's payroll. And so I ran a report also of our overtime use in that payroll. And we have this last payroll we used $6,654.34. We're short-handed on our patrol right now. And so I estimate estimated using approximately $6,000 to $7,000, and then we have the negative to allot for. So just to give a little bit of cushion, I'm asking for the $23,000, and that is going to be moved from our part-time in that same department out of that same fund. Our part-time, we do have a little bit of extra money in right now. We have one of our clerical positions that work for us part-time that has been off on medical leave with our son, and so we have some savings there, and so that's where this money is easily transferred from one from part-time to overtime. The other section two is moving
$6,000. Hey, Angie.
Yes, sir.
Before you move on, I'm sorry.
That's so, okay.
But because I can't see it, so this is all money that is budgeted that we're just moving around, correct? This is not new money?
No, no new money, and it's being transferred from the same fund within the same exact department it's already in.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Section two is moving $6,000 from the Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407. Department 0436, which is our deputies and dispatchers. We have about 13 employees paid out of that fund. And I'm asking to move that $6,000 from fuels to our overtime. And right now, our overtime is just barely over.
But I can reuse the, numbers.
It's over by $32.24. I ran a use report on that overtime, and are using this last pay period, we used $2,126.21. And once again, we're shorthanded on our patrol side, and we have some dispatchers in there too. And so we I estimated it around $2,000 for our next three payrolls. So that's why I'm asking to move $6,000. And like I said, that's being moved from our fuels. This year, one savings that we did have when the fuel cost went down was there's a little bit of cushion that I see there, and so that's why I feel like we can move the $6,000 from fuel to our overtime.
Angie, can you give any more insight as to the, you know, you mentioned being short on deputies right now, just as to what the situation is, and you know, what is contributing toward the, you know, being short on deputies right now?
Well, if you'd like me to be completely honest.
Yeah, usually. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. I think that working in law enforcement right now, here in today's age, and this year especially, has been extremely tedious and extremely nerve-wracking. And I think it is weighing heavy on our officers. And I appreciate y'all passing on the bonus check appropriation to the full court, and I really hope that that passes full court, because I know for certain that our employees are hoping Friday night comes through, because they are, some of them are living on just threats. It is a very difficult job to work in law enforcement, especially right now. So
are we down, do we just have vacant headcounts, or are folks taking leave?
No, it's vacant headcounts. Our officers are set to lose numerous hours of leave at this point by the end of the year, because we have to keep shift minimum. And I can speak for myself. My husband's a patrol lieutenant, and he has an administrative job, but he has worked patrol, I know, at least this week twice, B shift, after working in office as well, because we're short.
And I'm sorry to interrupt you. Did you say that, yes, there are vacant headcounts?
Yes, and we are trying to actively fill those. We have our position open at Workforce, and it is open without a deadline, actually, at this point, because we have two grant positions, I believe, still left to fill, and then we have, I believe, three other patrol positions that have become vacant in the recent month or two.
That's what I'm curious about. So you have vacancies on top of the additional COPS grant positions that were approved?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have those additional vacancies been open?
Like I said, within the last month to 2 months. We have one move out of state because of just changes with his family. We have one change just recently to a different profession. And then we have one that is moving to a different department for more funding.
Got it. Gotcha. Okay, and everybody's basically just picking up the slack and doing their part and taking overtime pay to make up for it. Okay, well, thank you for the explanation, and I understand that it's a difficult time for everybody.
Thank you.
If there are no further questions on proposed ordinance 20-27, I need a motion to advance the ordinance to the full court.
Justice Pickett, I still have a question for Angie.
Oh.
If you don't mind, I'm sorry. I'll let you go sit down, and I've got an answer, a question, not an answer. Does this transferring, it's taking you out of the negative, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is it allocating anything for the rest of the year, or is this strictly taking you out of the negative for now?
No, I was in the negative by 1,700 in the section one, so this will give me a positive, but then extra also.
Okay.
I foresee that should get us through the rest of the year. Because, like I said, this last payroll in section one, in that funding, we used 6,600 this paycheck we got this week. And then in section two, we used right over 2,000. So we have three payrolls left in this year. So I think that should be enough money with, just adjustments throughout.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to use this opportunity just to thank everybody on the patrol and in the sheriff's office. We do know that the times that we're living in have not been favorable towards officers, police, and with all the defund movement, it's unfortunate. It came close. We almost had a solution. Maybe next time around we can get that solution again. But we're fighting for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I make a motion to move this forward.
Second.
All in favor of advancing proposed ordinance 20-27 to the full court for its consideration, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All opposed? None. The ordinance is 20-27 goes to the full court. Is there anything further to come before the Budget and Finance Committee? If not, we're adjourned.